Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan at 7:33 in the a.m. The Baltimore Orioles have some plans that do not include Fan Fest for 2020. Leading into the 2020 season, fellas, they plan to do some other events that link the players and the fans closer together. They're doing many things to engage fans, events and activities that will ultimately reach both sides. Sports is about tradition, and I don't think this is going to be received initially with open arms. But I almost feel like I know some of the things that they're doing right now in the offseason, because I already hosted a couple of things with Sigma Dell and Mike Elias. And if they continue to do that and kind of hit all fan bases, Jerry, I think that will actually be a little bit more intimate. And you'll probably get some autographs and pictures like that without paying an arm and a leg and standing in line for 4 hours.
And the question is, who are you going to stand in line and wait for, and who do you really want to see at FanFest? So I'm out at the Ravens yesterday, and we're talking about this before Coach Harbaugh comes down and speaks with us on WASH Media. And I can tell you, this has been an underplayed story. There were two regular writers who cover the Orioles who knew nothing about this. They were like, what?
What, about FanFest?
Yes. They had no idea that FanFest wasn't going on this year.
Yes, he's not. I don't know if we're thinking about the
I'll
same
tell you
people.
Off the air who they are.
But yeah.
But this might signal to some folks, this was one of the theories that was prevailing out there. And I told Joe this yesterday, that the O's are just basically going to trade away most of the notable players, mm-hmm. like guys like Mancini and Bundy, and there wouldn't be a reason to come out for a fan fest gathering.
So you think Mancini gets traded?
That was a theory. I don't, but that was a theory. And I know that's some of the feedback I've gotten. My opinion is, who do you want to see out there? Change the format up a little bit. Yeah. I understand it's been a long-standing tradition, but with the roster you have right now, don't you want to showcase the future and not the present?
Absolutely. And look, I must be the only person who has no problem with this at all.
In this room?
Yeah.
I got no problem with this.
I don't have
a problem.
I
thought you were talking
really
about the tradition
it.
You wanted to
no,
hold.
No, I said people love tradition, and initially they may not accept it. But I think overall, as we move on.
Because I've been to a couple of fan fests the last few years because of this job. Mm-hmm. I thought they're pretty lame and stale. I mean, just people waiting in long lines. And say now, what are you going to wait in line for 2 hours to get,
Renato Nunez's autograph?
Hans Roberto. I mean, no offense to these guys, but
it's not offense. Nobody's going to wait that long for the autograph.
Right. And it's fact. And the retired, most people, have Cal's autograph and Palmer's. And so they're not going to get that. So I was like, yeah, change it up, man. Do some, freshen it up and do some new things. I think it's actually positive.
I think it's a sign also that they don't want to do the same old mundane thing just because it's what this regime doesn't respond by saying, well, that's what we've always done. They don't have that answer anymore.
Right.
This is what we've always done. No, if that's what you've always done and you don't see it working in the future, then do something else. That gives me some hope, because if that's how they're running business, the baseball business, that's a good thing. They're trying to change things up. They're trying to bring in a new regime. Jerry, they're trying to put their stamp on things.
Exactly. And last year they had around 8,000 people. It's probably going to be a lot less if they do the traditional thing again this year at the convention center. I understand the sentiments of a lot of people out there. A lot of people are probably hearing this for the very first time, that there's not going to be a traditional fan fest that the Orioles have held for so many years. But these are changing times right now with the rebuilding ball club. So I understand their perspective, where they're coming from. They're going to do something. They're not going to alienate the fan base and not hold this event. And that seemed to be the thinking of some of these media types. Like, well, I guess they don't. Why hold a season? Why play the game?
No, it's just silly.
And my response was, that is silly.
That's silly.
Because they're approaching it from a different perspective, knowing where they mm-hmm. stand right now in the community.
Joe and I were texting back and forth over the weekend on this, and this is what I told him. And I'm telling you, this is how it's going to play out. They have a lot of young players who don't have the ego yet of, I don't want to be around fans. I don't want to interact with the fans. They have a lot of young players who are eager to be around fans. So right now they're capitalizing on that by having more intimate settings to bring those players closer to players. If you have smaller events throughout the offseason, you have guys that are going to be in town, constantly because they're training. They're at the facility. They're at the tunnel. So if you have guys who are around and you can take advantage of that and bring those players closer to fans on an intimate setting, I think you're foolish not to take advantage of that rather than have those players who are potentially no names in a big event where you won't draw as many people. It's easy to draw 100 people to 150 people than it is a couple of thousand people at one time.
Absolutely. Well, that too. And let's not forget, some of the biggest names have snubbed the fans, like Machado and Scope. They just said, I'm not coming. You know, and just, I think they had bad advice from whoever, agents or otherwise, or friends chirping in their ear, but they just didn't show up. And that's just wrong. And that puts a bad taste in fans' mouth.
Well, let's think about some of the upcoming guys. And I'm sure a lot of fans probably haven't been around. I mean, how many fans have had a chance to spend time with Adley Rutschman?
Yeah.
Or Gunnar Henderson? Or Yusniel Diaz? Or Austin Hayes? I know he was at the Fan Fest before. So was Dean Kramer and some of these other guys that came over when they had those bevy of trades. But there's a lot of guys, Grayson Rodriguez, D.L. Hall, guys down in the minor leagues that I don't think a lot of fans in Baltimore have come to know unless they've gone out and seen them at the minor league level, Rob.
Not only that, Jerry, I think the Orioles did a really good job this season in allowing you to get to know these people because they were out in front of the stadium signing autographs. They brought them in. They paraded them around the infield. They put them in the media. I know I had a chance to interview a couple of them on Oz Extra Pre and Post. I thought Steve Molesky did a great job online talking about him. They did a great job with Paul Mancano. He did some segments as well. So I think they did a tremendous job at introducing you to these young men.
I think so as well. And I think they're going to continue to do that in different settings than what we're not used to. I mean, these gatherings at the ballpark are one thing, but to hold them off site at kind of like a neutral site place, like the convention center.
Yeah.
A much different setting than being at the ballpark.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.